Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus. Takes me to you.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Have a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, celebrating 18 years of our relationship with Tim and his abiding support of all the things that you do and that I do here on the show. But much longer than that, he's been dedicated to the success of small business owners, having founded Palo Alto Software and basically making business planning mainstream for entrepreneurs. Tim, for the contribution that you've made to so many thousands, who knows, maybe probably millions of small business owners, we thank you.
Well, Jim, I thank you for saying that. I'm like so many business owners that I've been blessed by being really interested in what I've been doing and liking what I've been doing, and then that makes it all flow better.
Yep, it does. And one of the things you've helped us with over the years, folks, and if you've been paying attention to his interviews with us and the work that he does, you know that he's encouraged us to suffer the fundamentals. You know, I'm gonna say it that way, Tim. If you're not a natural you know detailed person, you think of yourself more as a gunslinger and somebody who likes to wing it. Well, even if you have to suffer the fundamentals, if you will do that, which sales forecasting is a fundamental activity of business success, if you'll suffer the fundamentals just enough to get a little bit better at it, the better you get at it, the more you want to do it, Tim, and the more you do it, the more successful you'll be and the fewer surprises you will have. And if sales forecasting, in my opinion, if there's one macro benefit of sales forecasting, is you'll have fewer surprises. What do you think?
I think very much also you've said this several times in this half hour that what we're doing with sales forecasting is tying the sales into the causes. So we're talking about what are the drivers. It's not just random. And for the big picture people who don't want to do the details, I'd remind them that we're talking about an hour or two every month. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stay with the big picture. Sell always. Never forget that.
Right.
But in an hour or two a month, work your sales forecast, work the plan versus actual, and the way the sales forecast becomes more fluid and easier to do is you're connecting dots in your business. You're always hoping that sales are related to the fundamentals like your marketing, your sales, your pipeline. It's different in every business. Is it the traffic coming
in? I like the word. I like the pipeline analogy a lot.
Well, and drivers, some businesses have pipelines, some have drivers, some have traffic. In all cases, though, the sales forecast works better for you and is easier to do if you're connecting those numbers to the concepts that drive them and the activities, and so that's where the insight comes.
Well, and I don't know how somebody can project growth without being able to, you know, reasonably intelligently presume where that growth is going to come from. It's not just going to come because you said the Lord's going to drop growth manna from heaven and give it to me. It's going to be because customers bought more from you. And these days, Tim, as you know, and as I think most people know these days, customers don't just wake up in the morning thinking about how can I do more business with those people. You've got to go out and get it.
Yeah, the end result is customers bought more from you. But it's how are you driving that?
That's it.
How are you getting customers into the store or into the website or downloading the app or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It's the flow that gets to that final decision and all those smaller decisions that lead up to it. And, of course, it's what we do as the business owners. You know, if we were some huge enterprise corporation with 100,000 employees, that's another very different set of problems. But for the real business owner in the front lines on Main Street, we can pretty much see our activities leading towards sales and working or not working. We can see what generates growth or what generates problems,
right. Yeah.
Activities, lack of activities. When things are different from planned, and they always will be, have the assumptions changed, or are we not executing?
That's going to be the last word. And folks, that's a good one from Tim. Tim, thanks again for 18 great years. Thanks for all that you've done for us. Thanks for your wisdom. And let's do 18 more. What do you think?
Yeah, always a pleasure. I'm with you, Jim. Thank you.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great Brain Trust members. And don't forget to check out the website, timberry.com, and all the other stuff that he does. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.